Okay, we're still a day or two away from August, the time when many people will be returning to school. But for high school seniors, this year's high school seniors, it is never too early to start getting ready to apply for college. As overwhelming as the process is for students, it can be just as daunting for the high school counselors helping them. NPR's Larry Abramson has this profile of one counselor in Cincinnati, Ohio.
When Stephanie Gentile sits down with students, she nearly always leads off with the same question.
What are you most worried about through this whole process?
She almost always gets the same answer.
Getting enough scholarships and enough money.
Are you hearing that from your mom?
Yeah. Scholarships, scholarships, scholarships.
Money? I'll just put the dollar sign here. Are you worried about money?
Clark Montessori High School is a Cincinnati public school, but it follows a Montessori program. So these kids expect the intense one-on-one attention they're getting from Gentile. The school is half black, half white, and has good test scores. Most kids have to take time off of summer jobs to come in on this warm July day. Gentile's job is to calm their fears, yet at the same time she has to get them all revved up because the college application calendar is brutal.
Now, you didn't take the ACT, correct? You didn't take. You're thinking about doing that? Why not?
Gentile is clearly worried about Leroy. His test scores need improvement, but he doesn't want to take any more tests. He slumps in his chair, wearing a white T-shirt and a bright Cincinnati Reds cap.
Remember how I talked to you about how to maximize each part of the college process? For testing, there are two tests. You take both of them. I can get you a fee waiver if that's an issue, if that's something you're worried about. Are you deciding it because of that? You hate to take tests.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Applying to schools will demand a lot, and some of these students don't have much flex left in their schedule. When you listen to the to-do list they face, well, it just makes you glad you're not a senior again.
You said you were working about 24 hours a week.
Well, yeah, right now it's been like 6 days a week, so.
18-year-old Neil McNulty sits down at the Formica table that's now covered with college guides and financial aid forms. Gentile is worried that McNulty is already working too many hours. He'll need to cut back when school starts.
But if it was 24 less,
it'll probably be 24 again.
But is that too much? I guess what I'm thinking is there any way you can, just for the fall, what sports are you playing in the fall?
McNulty sounds weary, but he refuses to give up on his two summer jobs or the three sports he loves. At home, he has five brothers and a sister. He does not expect much financial help from his parents.
I pay for everything.
I know.
My dad doesn't help me pay for nothing, so my mom doesn't help me pay for anything. I shouldn't say nothing, I should say anything. If I cut back on anything, then it would be another thing that I won't have. So,
I know.
Gentile tells me later, cases like Neil's sometimes bring her to tears. She knows she can find a school that will accept him and probably get him some money. The question is, how much money? Will he like it there? Will he finish school? Gentile knows the outlook will improve if she can explain things like the low grades he got in his first 2 years.
My freshman, sophomore year, I've been going through a lot of family problems,
right,
and stuff like that. So,
right. Because when they see this, they're going to want an explanation. You know, and that's exactly my job, to explain why it dropped down. And I know you're right. We did talk about that. But look at what you're doing here is my whole point. You know, did you see that the last two semesters?
Neil McNulty's story is especially emotional, but Gentile says he shares a lot with the 90 or so other kids who will come through her office.
It often, throughout the year, feels unfair to me. And I think it's because some of these kids, they've made tremendous progress and they've grown so much, but they're still lagging behind some of these other kids that can apply and get all this money and, you know, go here or go there. I'm a little worried about the test scores for you.
For most of these kids, it's just a matter of making a half-empty glass half full. One girl may not have what it takes to get into the programs that she likes, but Gentile tells her about one student who couldn't get into her first choice, Howard University.
But they said that if she would go to a community college for just one semester, and if she had at least a 2.5 GPA, college level 2.5 GPA, she would be accepted into Howard. Now, you could not get into Howard with a high school 2.5 GPA. You know, if you can't get in where you want at the beginning, that does not mean it's over and done with. That's what I want you to go away with this from, okay?
The student leaves with a list of things to do. Gentile's list includes 60 more students who still need to see her. Larry Abramson, NPR News.